Parsha Shlach, the Torah tells us the story of the Mekoshesh. At the end of the Parsha, Parsha 32, we find that a person is caught doing the Mekoshesh thing on Shabbos. Mekoshesh can mean gathering or cutting wood. In the Gemara, there are three opinions as to what the exact sin the person did was, but it was clearly Chilul Shabbos. Either he cut the wood, or he gathered it together, or he brought the wood to his house from a public area, from a Shitzer Rabin. The Torah tells us how how Moshe Rabbeinu first put him in prison and asked Hashem to make sure that he would be able to administer the proper punishment. Hashem told him to stone the person, and the person was stoned, which is the punishment of one who is Mechalel Shabbos, desecrates the Shabbos. Immediately afterwards, the Torah teaches us the parasha of Tzitzis. The Torah tells us the parasha of Tzitzis, in which we are told to wear Tzitzis on our four-cornered garments. What is the connection between the two, that the Torah places one immediately after the other? Rashi already tells us that just as Shabbos is comparable to all the mitzvahs in the Torah, when it desecrates the Shabbos, it's as if he has served up Avodah Zarah and has violated every mitzvah in the Torah. In a similar fashion, the tzitzis is there to remind us of all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, with the chatzim is called the Hashem. Okay. The Tana Devei Eliyahu tells us another reason for the connection between these two sections of the Torah. Tana Devei Eliyahu tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, how could this happen? How can a person have violated the Shabbos, have desecrated the Shabbos? According to Chazal, it says on the second Shabbos since the mitzvah was given. And it says that he answered, it's because, Hashem, we don't have a mitzvah similar to the mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos. During the week, we wear tefillin, which reminds us of Hashem's presence above us and the obligation to keep all of the mitzvahs of Hashem. As long as we're wearing tefillin, which people used to do all day long, we remember that Hashem is around us, and we are reminded of his mitzvahs. But on Shabbos, we have no tefillin. What will remind us to perform the mitzvahs of Hashem? What will remind us to keep the Shabbos? Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu, take a mitzvah, have a mitzvah, tell Bnei Yisrael about a mitzvah, which they can practice on Shabbos as well, and will remind them to keep the mitzvahs of Hashem on Shabbos, just like they do during the week. What is that mitzvah? That mitzvah is the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis will remind them constantly of Hashem's presence and obligation to keep his mitzvahs. Tzitzis is something we wear, which is worn on the outside and constantly reminds us of Hashem's presence and of Hashem's mitzvahs, as the Pasuk says, is chatzim is kol mitzvot Hashem. This is the connection between the parasha of tzitzis and the parasha of the Mechalel Shabbos. The solution for the desecration of Shabbos was giving the mitzvah of tzitzis, so that a person will always remember to do the mitzvah of Hashem, and even on Shabbos he will have something to remind him. We find in fact the Gemara in Shabbos 58a that tells us a similar concept, whereby a slave would wear a chosam, which is a knot or a stamp of some sort, a ring around his neck, or on a necklace. And the reason was to remind him constantly that he is a servant. In the same way, we wear the tzitzis, we wear the tzitzis to remind ourselves constantly that we are the servants of Hashem. And this way, we'll remember to do the mitzvahs of Hashem, we'll have this siman, this reminder even on Shabbos. It's interesting to note that we found the connection between the tzitzis and the Shabbos in a number of places, which probably is based on this idea that the Medrash mentioned in Tanit Ve'eliyahu, as we quoted. The Gemara in Shabbos 25b tells us that Yehuda Bar Lori, the holy Tana, on Erev Shabbos used to wash himself, and then he would wrap himself and sit b'sadinim hametuyasin in linen garments with tzitzit, since the essay of tzitzit is also the little essay of the Napoli and Kilayim. V'dolma l'malach Hashem tzvokos, and with that he would look like an angel of Hashem. The preparation for Shabbos is wrapping himself up in tzitzit. We find in the Gemara in Shabbos, because you test them at Aleph, learns from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Chiroso Shabbos Oneg, L'Kdosh Hashem Mechuber. L'Kdosh Hashem Mechuber means honor Shabbos on Yom Kippur with the Ksus Nakia, with the Queen, fresh garments. Chazal tell us that on Shabbos is a mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh. According to Tosafot Kriyas 7a, this mitzvah is to wear a Ksus Nakia, a fresh garment. Gracious Rabba, the Medrash makes an interesting drasha in Bereshit Rabbah 11:2. The Medrash makes an interesting drasha about the mitzvah of Shabbos. Says, what's it mean? By Baruch Hu, by Kaddish Hu, Baruch Hu, by Tifa, the Kitzur of the Mekoshesh. A Kaddish Baruch Hu honored the Shabbos, gave us a way to honor Shabbos by wrapping ourselves up in fresh garments, and warned us to keep the Shabbos through the Mekoshesh. The Medrash is clearly making the same connection between these two pasyos that the Tanan of Eliyahu makes. This is apparently the source of the Minhag Yisrael to wear a special talis for Shabbos. People have a Shabbos talis that the men wear in shul, which they don't wear during the week. And of course we also wear special garments on Shabbos. Besides that, we also wear a Shabbos talis, besides the shirt in the pantry, the Shabbos talis. And that's because of the fact that the Tzitzis reminds us of Shabbos, as the Midrash says, and reminds us to keep the Shabbos. Of course, we wear the tzitzit 7 days a week, not just on Shabbos, and this might be based on the theme that Zachar Shema Shabbos Akashel, because I'll tell us all week long we are supposed to remember the Shabbos. Wearing the tzitzit all week long may be a way of remembering the Shabbos, such that when we put the tzitzit on Shabbos, it will remind us to follow Hashem's will, even on Shabbos when we don't have the mitzvah of tefillin. What's interesting to note is the only place in the Torah where you have sofei tevos of the word simla meaning garment, a garment that person wears to cover himself, is right over here when the pasuk says vayikrivu oso, they brought the mekoshesh to Moshe, vayikrivu oso hamotzim oso, and the words are mekoshesh etzim el Moshe. Sofei tevos are simla meaning garment, perhaps to allude to the fact that through bringing the mekoshesh to Moshe Rabbeinu, we were given a special garment. This garment of Shabbos, the tzitzis, as the Medrash explains, that Moshe Rabbeinu received in return for, in order to help prevent people from being mechal Shabbos in the future. We find that the Vilna Gaon tells us a very interesting point about tzitzis, which sheds light on this Medrash, and is certainly based on this Medrash, although he doesn't mention it. The Vilna Gaon points out that in tzitzis, the minig is, the custom is, to wrap the outer string around the inner string 39 times. This is the same number as the number of melachos that the Torah prohibits on Shabbos, 39 melachos. And the 39 times perhaps that reminds us of the mitzvot of Shabbos. Not only that, the Vilna Gaon says that the division of the wrappings in the tzitzis and the melachos of Shabbos are similar. When we wrap the tzitzis the first time, we wrap 13 times, then we make a double knot. We wrap another 11 times, then a double knot, another 8 times, and then a 7 times, making it all together 39. So it's the exact same division as the melachos of Shabbos, where there are 13 melachos involved in baking bread, starting from cutting the wheat, etc., until the bread is baked. 11 melachos in weaving a garment, 7 melachos in preparing leather, and 8 other assorted melachos, the same breakdown. The idea, the ideological connection between the garment of tzitzit and the Shabbos may be explained as follows. We find that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos 1:18, one who keeps Shabbos will merit Nachlat Yaakov, the Nachla, the inheritance of Yaakov, a Nachla b'lim Mitzrayim, a an inheritance that has no borders, no boundaries. It's for us, the Yom of Akedma, the front of an Edna, that's Yaakov Vina, everything. The Bereshit Rabbah, Pasha 11, number 7, explains this a little more in depth. It says that by Avram and Yitzchak, we do not find in the Torah that they kept Shabbos. Although they did, the Torah does not mention it specifically. With Yaakov Avinu, the Torah tells us that when he came to Shechem, he stopped and he set up, according to what we learned from the Pesukim, set up and measured the tchumim of the city before sundown so that he could know until where a person could go on Shabbos. Because we see that he kept Shabbos, therefore, since the Torah speaks it out, he merited a greater Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, a Yerusha without any measure. It seems that the Midah Keneged Midah is connected to the fact that Yaakov Avinu set up tchumim, or boundaries. The point of Shabbos is to bound the person away from Olam Hazeh into a special world, the world of Shabbos, the world of Me'ein Olam Haba. And the tchumim, where a person is bounded and does not go out into the world as much as he does during the week, he doesn't involve himself in any of the daily activities, a way of pulling back and withdrawing from this world. And withdrawing from this world is spreading out in the world to come, spreading out in the world of eternity, the world of Olam Haba. That's why, through keeping Shabbos, through being Kaver Tchumim, making boundaries, Yaakov, in Olam Hazeh, Yaakov Avinu is Zolcha, to an Akhla B'li Mitzrayim in Olam Haba, to an unbounded inheritance, unbounded Yerusha in Olam Haba. Tzitzis provides the same concept. It surrounds the person with four corners, representing the four corners of the globe, but these are four corners of the garment with the tzitzis on it, a special four corners that are bounding him in, that have the tzitzis hanging from them, to remind him that he's pulled away, he's in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through the tzitzis, a person can also be zocher this Nachla B'li Mitzrayim, to remind himself to keep Shabbos, can remember to keep Shabbos, and to be zocher to this Nachla B'li Mitzrayim. And to conclude, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the Mekoshesh, the one who is Mechal Shabbos, was Tzlochor. We also find in the Drashim that Tzlochor was Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim. He really was Mechal Shabbos so that people should learn not to be Mezalzo in Shabbos, not to desecrate the Shabbos through the punishment that he suffered. Tzlochor was the father of the five children who came to Moshe Rabbeinu, the five girls who came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, why is it our father should lose his Nachla and Eretz Yisrael just because he has no sons? Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem what to do. Hashem said they're correct. Give them a Nachla, since when there are no brothers, girls split up the inheritance among themselves. Perhaps this was the Midah Keneged Midah, since through Tzlochor, Shabbos became Kadosh, as the Medrash said, by Kadosh also through the Koshesh, and as he said, he was even Mechavim Hashem Shemayim to strengthen the Shemirat Shabbos. Through that, that his Nachla would be B'li Mitzrayim. It wouldn't end, even though he had no sons. He brought this Pasha to the world, this teaching to the world, that the Nachla goes on through the daughters.